Katy Country 94 weather.
At Solomon Valley Hospice, we have been helping patients and families since 1983 to provide family-centered end-of-life care with comfort, dignity, and peace. Our professional and dedicated staff uses an individualized approach to provide symptom relief while also providing emotional, social, and spiritual support. Our goal is to help our patients be as comfortable as possible and their families be optimally supported during end-of-life care. Call Solomon Valley Hospice today at 785-738-9260 to learn more.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 84. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 63 tonight. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 79. Chance for scattered storms Friday with a chance for scattered showers Saturday, highs in the low 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently it's 75.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Cloud County Sheriff's Office has released the following. The Cloud County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, KBI, are conducting a death investigation after a shooting occurred Saturday night at a party in rural Cloud County. On Saturday, September 16th, at around 11:25 p.m., a Clay Center resident called the Cloud County Sheriff's Office to request help in locating a family member who was a 14-year-old female. The girl was believed to have run away and was thought to be attending a party near Aurora, Kansas. A deputy responded to the outdoor field party that was attended by college and high school students occurring near 210th Road and Lark Road in Aurora. The deputy located the girl and tried to convince her to return to her family. He was escorting her to his patrol vehicle when she pulled out a firearm and shot herself. The deputy did not draw his firearm. The sheriff's deputy and an off-duty firefighter attempted life-saving measures, but the girl was pronounced dead at the scene shortly after midnight. The Cloud County Sheriff's Office requested KBI assistance in conduct the death investigation to ensure impartiality since their deputy was present during the shooting. Multiple party goers witnessed the incident and offered interviews. The investigation is ongoing. Couple of job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is now hiring a full-time position for a welder and materials handling. They're looking for a candidate with a positive attitude, good work ethic, and willingness to learn as they are willing to train the right person. Offering competitive wages and 100% employee paid health insurance. Apply in person at 2225 200 Road, Glen Elder, or call 545-3606 or text Allen at 545-6399. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service / grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. They're also an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763 or email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, reminding you about their Heart Choices for their Walk Run for Life on Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes a free t-shirt while supplies last, meal, door prizes, entertainment. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433. There will be a tailgate taking place this Friday night, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Lakeside High School. Good game, good food. It's Lakeside and Osborne playing each other there in Downs. There'll be ribeye steak sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, baked beans, and cookie. Tailgate sponsored by Remus Farms and Remus Plumbing. Free will donation. And Old Settlers Day celebration is in Smith Center coming up this Saturday. There'll be a downtown parade at 11 a.m. The Way They Were Antique Tractor Machinery Show. John Deere featured, all makes and models welcome. Activities for kids of all ages. There'll be a free fun tractor pull, human sled. There'll be t-shirts available, tractor poker run. And there will be trucks, a tractor show, machinery, gas engines, garden tractor, and collector displays, and much more. For more information, call 282-5317. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
MJ, right field and deep. Back goes Brennan. It is gone. How's that for bragging rights?
MJ Melendez got things started early for the Royals, putting them up 2-0 in the first inning. They would go on to win 7-6 over the Guardians on Tuesday night. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports, volleyball scores from Tuesday in the area. Also, a very important K-State football player is out for the season, and an update on Shohei Ohtani's injury for the Angels. It's all coming up on this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball scores from the area on Tuesday night. The Beloit Lady Trojans winning in Salina over Sacred Heart, getting a sweep 25-16, 25-10 in the first match, 25-23, 25-10 in the second. Beloit now 21-2 and 4-0 in the NCAA. They've won 19 consecutive matches after Tuesday night. In the Northern Plains League, the Rock Hills Triangular, the host school Grizzlies, beating Lakeside 25-15, 25-17, and 25-21. Their first win over Lakeside since September 30th of 2014. Based on the records at NCKSSports.com, they followed that up with their first ever victory over St. John's Tipton since their cooperative began back in 2011-12 with a 25-22, 25-23 win. Rock Hills goes 2-0. St. John's Tipton went 1-1. Lakeside 0-2. The Jays beat the Knights 25-22 and 25-22. Osborne Triangular. Osborne gets a sweep and winning over Southern Cloud 25-19, 25-16. They beat Lincoln 25-18 and 25-20. Lincoln beat Southern Cloud in the middle match 25-19. And 25-18. Smith Center Lady Red swept their home triangular on senior night, winning over Oakley 25-12 and 25-19, and beating Stockton 25-19 and 25-18. The Lady Red are now 12-1. They also celebrated senior Cameron Hutchinson, who passed the 2,000 career assist mark at the Republic County tournament over the weekend. Full volleyball schedules and scores can be found for Tuesday night's action at nckssports.com. Reminder to everybody, stay tuned to our high school football locker room chats coming up tonight on KD Country 94 as we talk with the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. They'll begin around 5:15 this evening. You can also catch those online at kdcountry94.com. If you ever miss them, go to our locker room chat podcast at kdcountry94.com as well. When college football at his press conference on Tuesday, K-State coach Chris Klieman shared some bad news. His linebacker Daniel Green is out for the remainder of the season for the Wildcats. Green came back to K-State for a sixth year with the extra year of eligibility due to COVID. His season ended sooner than expected. He had a pectoral injury on the second play of the second half in Saturday's loss at Missouri. Played through the injury, but Tuesday morning he had season-ending surgery. Klieman commented on Green and his injury.
It's been a tough couple days around here for myself, for a lot of the six-year guys, a lot of the linebackers, because he's been the heart and soul for those guys and for our football team. And Daniel and I have been through an awful lot since the first day I got here, and I've never seen a young man grow into such a man, and what a leader that Daniel Green is and has been and will still be for our players the rest of this year. But he'll do it in a different light as more of a student coach.
Green played in three games this season with 13 tackles, including 2.5 for loss and a sack. Klieman also noted on Tuesday that running back Trishawn Ward is doubtful and quarterback Will Howard questionable after his leg injury Saturday. If Howard can't go, freshman Avery Johnson would start Saturday in the Big 12 opener against UCF. That's right at the beginning of this sportscast. The Kansas City Royals picked up another win, beating the Guardians 7-6 at Kauffman Stadium. MJ Melendez had a two-run homer in the first, added another RBI in the third. The Royals led 4-0 after three. Cleveland scored two in the top of the fifth, but the Royals responded with another three in the fifth to lead 7-2. Guardians chipped away with two in the sixth, one in each the seventh and eighth, but James MacArthur closed the door in the eighth with runners at second and third. Colin Snyder had a 1-2-3 ninth for his first career save. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on MacArthur's big contribution in the eighth.
That's the game. Carlos struggled to get through that inning, and MacArthur, I mean, what's really impressive to me about that is Josh Naylor does not strike out very much. For a guy with his power, he finds a way to put the ball in play, and to strike him out really set the tone there. You can't say enough about him. I mean, the way he's developed here lately and the big outs he's been getting have been tremendous.
The Royals picked up their 50th win of the season compared to 102 losses, and the Guardians fell to 72-80. The two teams finished the three-game set at 110 this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. One other Royals note, after experiencing back tightness after Monday's start against the Guardians, Royals pitcher Brady Singer has been shut down for the remainder of the season. He finishes an up-and-down year at 8-11 with a 5.52 ERA. Finally, in sports, Angel star Shohei Ohtani had elbow surgery on Tuesday to repair the torn UCL in his right elbow. Ohtani finished with 44 homers, 95 RBI, and 20 stolen bases, while also going 10-5 with a 3.14 ERA and 23 starts on the mound. With the operation on his elbow, Ohtani is expected to make a full recovery, but his doctor stated that he would expect Ohtani to be available only as a hitter in 2024 and should return to the mound as a pitcher in 2025. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.